The American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says city and county jails often charge what's known as pay-to-stay fees for prisoners for each day they're locked up. That's not all. Some jails also impose added booking or release fees, and in some cases, this can add up to nearly $12,000 for a 180-day jail sentence. The ACLU's Mike Brickner says these jails often use outside companies to collect these fees from newly released inmates.
They load people returning to our communities with debt that they oftentimes have no hope to pay. While those who owe these debts are not sent directly to jail for failing to pay them, they function almost no differently from modern-day debtors' prisons. When you take away a person's ability to obtain a job, housing, and education, it should come as no surprise when he ends up back in the criminal justice system.
Brickner says jails often do this to help make ends meet, but he says it's important to remember that those who are in prison are the ones who are often the least able to pay the debts anyway.
We can't hope to balance our budgets on the backs of low-income people. First of all, it's bad policy, but secondly, it just won't work. These people can't pay, and when we force them to and when we put barriers, we make it harder for them to actually be successful, and we only hurt ourselves and our community.
David Mahoney of Marion knows what Brickner is talking about. He's been incarcerated in the past and has piled up these fees. Now he's out and trying to rebuild his life, but he's hounded by bill collectors about his jail debt.
I'm paying court costs and fines and restitution. And then to slap on pay for stay fees on top of it, which my current fee is $21,000. But no way I can pay that. I mean, I'm not even any situation in my life right now to be able to pay that. And unfortunately, that's what happens with a lot of people. I mean, we give up. We don't even try.
Mahoney says his parents have changed their phone number just to stop the collection calls. Still, he says his debt continues to haunt him daily. Bob Cornwell with the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association says counties that are using the pay-to-stay fees are doing so because of rising costs to operate jails.
Currently, they are funded through tax dollars by the citizens of the county. In doing so, the costs have gone up because of the kind of prisoners we're holding. Medical costs have gone up.
Cornwell says don't blame the pay-to-stay fees for all the problems inmates have getting their lives together.
But I think that there may be other causes that they are unable to get employment or progress down life's road.
The ACLU wants counties to scrap the fees, but if they won't, to at least base fees on ability to repay and allow inmates to do community service to help pay the debt. Cornwell says some jails are already doing that, but he says that costs money too.
If you would have to have people guard them because of the nature of their crime, provision of clothing, materials, tools, all those kind of things would have to be taken into consideration to see which is being outweighed here. The cost benefit for having the roadways and highways cleaned up versus having people pay back what they owe for staying in county jail.
One major thing the ACLU recommends is something lawmakers say they're trying to do with new criminal justice reforms: to reduce mass incarceration to begin with. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.